trying to support the controversial Indigenization Act, which I think for him, as a young person in South Africa, we have read and we have read about his involvement in tender procedures in South Africa, construction of uncompleted roads in South Africa, and making money from dubious mechanisms. And we think that Julius Malema, for us young people in Zimbabwe, is a typical example of the same young people from ZANU-PF that we saw today going to the airport and breaking all the immigration and security rules at the Harare International Airport to welcome him.
But some people say there's nothing wrong with Mr. Malema visiting Zimbabwe, and that political parties from the region should exchange and share ideas.
There's nothing wrong about that, Peshi. But what we should understand is that South Africa is a critical player to the crisis that we have in Zimbabwe, especially the negotiation processes. So for one individual from ANC to come into Zimbabwe and only come in to negotiate with ZANU-PF and then go ahead and address a rally which articulates a ZANU-PF position, undermines the spirit of the negotiations that Zuma, from which he is coming from, which is ANC, understanding of the Zimbabwean crisis. It puts the negotiation on the wire and it goes under scrutiny from the people of Zimbabwe, especially the young people, to say, so is the negotiations by ANC and by Zuma genuine? It is very critical to place Zimbabwe's youth but South African position in the negotiation processes that we find ourselves in today.
Mr. Malema is quite a controversial figure in South Africa, and those who criticize his visit to Zimbabwe at this point also say he is not exactly a good example to Zimbabwean youth, particularly those who have been involved in acts of violence and so on. What's your take on this?
This is where we are coming from, and this is why I'm saying that we need to understand Julius Malema's context, not only in his ability to come and visit Zimbabwe, but also in his positioning within South Africa. He is coming to praise and worship on the ZANU-PF thugs who yesterday were raping people, looting people's property, and today he comes to rubber stamp an initiative that will pay the same young people through the controversial Indigenization Act and to say, thank you very much. What you now need is to make sure that after your elders looted land, it's now your position as young people, after having killed and maimed people in 2008, to take over their business and fight for this controversial act. So this is exactly where we would want Julius Malema's position. Is not a good visit for us general young people, because what he is trying to say is that he is behaving as if nothing happened in 2008. Why doesn't he take his position as an icon of African youth to also meet young people from the pro-democratic movement?